Wait, have you heard of Love Her? An audio ride about the good and the bad of relationships. Every situation has its ups and downs, and it's up to you to keep the love. Well, I'm your host, Letitia D, and this is Love Her.
Oh my God, did you say that you love her?
Hey y'all, welcome to another Thursday of Love Her. Yes, another Thursday moving right along in this month of January. First quarter, y'all, we gotta make it count. You know, already starting off again, I mentioned the anniversary of the insurrection, and a lot of, you know, things are going on in reference to, I'm about to call it the magistration. We are not in the UK, but administrations. I know, especially here in New York, I'm not sure about the legislation processes in other states, but I do know that, you know, that there's a lot of swearing in and different things going on. And I just feel that there's been some very traumatizing things that's been going on in between, you know, just looking at these political reigns that are coming to an end or starting. And I do just want to give a warning about this particular session or audio, because again, I do know that there's been plenty, you know, enough that's happened to us over the last, is now a couple years, with a new strain now with Omicron, and, you know, starting off with just the Delta for COVID, and how it's evolved and how the world has evolved and changed. And I just guess want to dive into a little bit more things or ways in which people can be traumatized or have possibly, you know, experienced traumas. Or I just want to kind of just have a discussion, and you guys can always just let me know what you think. Always hit us up, 347-719-3350. Again, 347-719-3350. And also on Instagram, you can, you know, like our post, subscribe, you know, DM us, whatever you'd like to do, at CWFP_. And I'm your host, Letitia D, also known as at 69 Shining on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. And yeah, so this is just going to be like a discussion. And again, I just want to give a disclaimer and apologize if anyone is triggered. Me myself have been triggered by a couple of things, and also talking about things, sometimes you can get triggered, but I think it's important to have this conversation. And a part of it being is that it affects your relationships. Trauma affects your relationships. That's what I'll start with. And technically, it can be hard to be in a relationship when you've experienced trauma. It can be hard to cultivate new relationships when you've experienced trauma. And that's, you know, pretty much surface level, but there's pretty much a lot of ups and downs that goes with having trauma. Your own personal trauma, it will affect everyone else around you. You may not think so, and even in the past, I think I was not very sensitive to understanding that it does, but it definitely does. And technically with trauma, and this is just from my experience, I just wanted to talk about a few different things that I know people can experience trauma from, and just, you know, the dynamic around being in a relationship. And so I feel like even with someone being in trauma or experiencing trauma, being triggered by things, you know, that kind of bring that trauma back to the remembrance, a lot of it has to do with possibly not feeling in control of the situation, or in the past not having had control of, you know, what happened in that present moment. So a lot of times, I know it's kind of weird the way that I explained it. A lot of times it's just like you cannot control that, you kind of, your thoughts kind of go back to what actually happened or what didn't happen, right? What you could not do. I guess an example would be like if you could not save someone from a freak accident, or you could not, or you did not speak up for someone or something that you saw was done wrong. Like even in New York, I don't know if it's like this across the states, but there's always a slogan that says, if you see something, say something, you know, possibly one event led to another and you could have been the person that said something. That can traumatize you if the results of what happened end up being negative or bad and you did not even speak up, you know, about that event. Trauma doesn't affect everyone the same way, but I do know that trauma victims, whether you're a victim or just trauma, I don't want to say trauma, I guess a trauma-induced person, or if something, if your life is now trauma-led, I do know that one of the things that may help is just having a lot of support. And yes, you can get support from your family, your friends, and that's all great and good. But also, if you are looking to, or if you happen to be in a relationship, I guess at the same time that the trauma occurs, or, you know, you just find yourself in a relationship maybe, or stumble upon one, or someone is looking to be in relationship with you, it definitely will take a lot of support. It will be a lot of possibly good and bad dates. And I don't want to say that it's specific, but it's also, let me actually say that it is specific to the individual, because there may be very well some great relationships regardless of trauma that's happened to one person or both persons. And a lot of it, it's also just about survival going forward. And so that's something where the trauma just kind of leads you down like this journey of just wanting to either suppress it or just do everything you can to just, you know, maybe not remember whatever those things are that helps you to be triggered again. And just basically just be able to get back to what I guess society would deem as normalcy, or even for yourself, being able to get back to your routine, like you long for it, you know? So that's just some of the little tidbits and facts that I know from personal experience, just from reading and hearing different audio about different things that people go through, people's stories. I sat and listened a lot of times about recording artists, their stories coming up, and different things that they went through actually could have been considered as trauma. And a lot of times people just are able to, again, push through it, and they do come into contact with all these people, these new relationships, whether that's not even a romantic relationship, it could just be business relationships or whatever just comes along on that journey. And you know, sometimes management leaves a bad taste in their mouth. That can also be another traumatic experience for someone. So generally, trauma is just one of those things where it affects people differently. It allows your life, or what you had seen as your life or something to be normal in your life, to now be looked at as just something crazy, you know, like, and even the person themselves that's gone through it can be perceived and received and looked at as crazy, because there's no sympathy and empathy on other parties' parts, because they have not themselves experienced maybe this particular trauma. But usually a lot of people have gone through trauma and maybe just not identifying it or coming to terms with it, or again, if since it affects people differently, you know, they just kind of move on and are able to do things and cope with it and get through it, you know, move on to new partnerships, relationships, whatever, in whatever realm those are, and just keep living their life. And what I will also go through is just a couple different things where I feel like trauma may have come in to someone's life. So a lot of people do experience verbal and physical abuse in or the other. I don't have any personal stories about a lot of these topics, but again, I'm just throwing out some avenues or channels where people may have experienced this, and it is just very hard to get through them. And a lot of the topics and things that I've read and heard about, also things that society would not deem as something being so traumatic that someone can't get over, but honestly, again, it's up to the individual, and you just never know how something affects you, and then it continues to affect you as you go throughout life. Life. So, you know, persons that have experienced neglect or abandonment, they, you know, can still have issues with that. Some people have experienced daddy issues, and we all talk about that a lot. And I think we kind of talk about it more so from females experiencing daddy issues, but I honestly feel like males can as well, you know. And alternatively, there's also like, this is may not be considered as trauma, but I think there's the mama's boy syndrome. I honestly feel like that is something where they can't help themselves but to, you know, just kind of mirror, I guess, their partners around their mothers, or continue to take the advice from their mothers and different things of that nature, because when they were young, or in their life still, they are traumatized by just that mother figure being around, perhaps other figures like other woman figures, maybe aunts and sisters and things of that nature, whoever the guardian was. So they would experience, you know, trauma in that kind of realm, but they won't identify it in that nature. I do also believe that sometimes people just experience unexpected loss, and sometimes grief as well, not even specific to maybe persons that have been lost, but loss of jobs, loss of passion or compassion for things or for purpose, just a lot of things that people can actually grieve and be traumatized by. It doesn't have to just be a death that you can grieve or, you know, experience loss, but it can actually be, what I also wanted to talk about is different tragedies unexpectedly. A lot of fires have been in the news, in New York. I'm not sure about other places, and just freak accidents. I've heard friends of mine talk about family who died from freak accidents. I've heard family members who've, you know, or were affected by just acts of violence, just unexpectedly, or other family members committing the acts of violence, and that also being traumatizing on the other spectrum. And me, even myself, like, this is something so minor, but you know, for me, I just also remember going like whitewater rafting and like falling out of the raft, and I just feel like I would never do that again. I've had a injury from my childhood where I literally must have ran into like the edge of a, I was told it's a metal door, but in my head, I honestly have told the story over and over again that I literally ran into like the edge of a brick building while at daycare. So I seem to have mixed up the story in my head possibly, or just kind of suppressed the actual cause of the incident or accident. And you know, that's kind of traumatizing, that I literally did not come to terms with exactly how the injury happened, you know. I always know that I have a scar to show for it, but I just never, I guess, really realized what exactly happened. A lot of people are also, of course, we have, you know, like rape victims and different things of that nature. And sometimes those are, it's very tricky and very hard to just be able to, I guess overall the underlying issues with trauma as well is just trust issues. And so for rape victims, you know, whoever the person identifies as, with their partners being able to go into a new situation or even trusting those around them, you know, for protection. Of course, you know, you want to protect yourself, but trusting that others will just respect, you know, respect you, respect your space. And, you know, so those issues definitely come up in a relationship. And little other things about you know, things that you were harassed about, whether it were like weight issues and just features, you know, like physically, which people do not like, or just feeling embarrassment about it. Those are definitely some other things that you can be traumatized by, and they can show up in your relationship. Another one is definitely rejection. If you've been rejected in the past, if you experience rejection from like maybe different groups that you try to be a part of, whether that's academically or outside of school, whether it's like maybe a work forum that you wanted to be a part of and, you know, weren't really invited in, a community or something where, you know, a project that someone's working on, an area that, you know, you just kind of were not included on, you can definitely experience trauma from that. And again, the reactions to it, just, you know, they can be from either or in either end of the spectrum. But as far as your relationships, your partner has to be really, really strong. Or if they're not that strong or stable, they have to at least be empathetic, or is it sympathetic to the fact that you've experienced something. And I think it also takes a lot of dedication to be able to, you know, consistently be there with that person that experienced the trauma on the journey. Because again, I said it's a journey going forward of like survival, literally. Knowing your triggers, understanding what you like and what you don't like. You know, if I don't like being yelled at because my parents yelled at me, our family members yelled at me, you know, and that's very triggering to me. I just know that my reaction to it when that happens is going to be like that I shut down or whatever the reaction is going to be, and being able to identify that. And even if I don't express that to others, knowing that for myself is definitely something that will help me to, you know, just be able to get along and survive in life. And so, again, that having a person that's there to be able to take you, like walk you through even through those times, or just still be your friend or be by your side during those times would be awesome. Definitely just being able to express yourself at some point to family members or friends or support groups or professionals who can, you know, they definitely have the expertise. And I mean, honestly, it takes a village, the same way how we talk about raising a child. It will take a village to help you to continue to be on your feet, and be able to continue to, you know, develop and grow in your relationship. And again, you guys can always tell me how you feel about that. Definitely add to the discussion your thoughts and opinions. You know, of course, subscribe as always. I did mention business relationships before. Relationships in general, it's sometimes you just kind of don't want to be bothered, especially, again, like I said, like if you identify things for yourself and others just don't, like, are unaware, or maybe they just don't respect it, even if they are aware of your triggers or aware of the fact that, you know, you have experienced something, then you just kind of shut down or just stay to yourself. And that can definitely, it will affect your work, it will affect, depending on the individual, it will affect your family, your view, their view of you, and vice versa. It'll affect the way that you view people now in general, honestly. I guess going back to a specific example of like a person, you know, who experienced rape, I can imagine, because I can't really talk from their point of view, but, you know, a lot of spaces where they may come into contact too closely with, or something may trigger them to, you know, feel as if they may be about to, you know, be attacked or assaulted again, depending on where they are. And so, just to bring it back full circle, you know, support will definitely be one of the things that will bring you out of the trenches. And I guess just like a desire, a need for purpose, a need and a desire for survival, and just being motivated by, you know, whatever you're passionate about. These are a couple other things that will help you to just, I guess, I don't want to say be better from it, but to be able to manage it at least, so, you know, it may not affect your relationships greatly. I do also just want to leave one last note about the fact that I honestly feel that victims or persons that have experienced trauma, the other persons who are onlookers or spectators or, you know, just not the persons themselves who have experienced it, I just feel as if those persons, or just all of us actually, should just adopt a more of a listening culture, because we don't really take the time to listen to each other, listen to each other's needs, listen to each other's triggers again. And sometimes I know we just don't care, honestly, but everyone's feelings are valid, honestly. And if we just adopt a more, you know, advent listening culture, I think that some of our issues, even on political fronts, would be defaced. And I'll just leave it at that. Hope you guys are still enjoying your January, the first quarter again. Like I said, I don't even want to quote that. Yeah, that's not a good quote for right now, but let's continue to just be safe and do what we need to do, because Omicron is still running rampant, and just enjoy your weekend. There's almost a holiday coming up. If for those of you who have it off, maybe you'll do something to commemorate it, maybe you won't, but whatever you do, again, just be safe. This COVID is just still no joke. Plenty of people are dying. And thank you again for listening. Have a great weekend.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.